If you want to understand, then you increase your attachment for everything will be all right. Just like the same story, not story, it is fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling in South India, he saw one Brahmin reading Bhagavad Gita. And persons who knew him, that man was illiterate. It was not possible for him to read Bhagavad Gita. But still, he was trying to read it and crying also. So, while others were criticizing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him, Brahmin, what you are reading? So, he could understand that this person is not come here to criticize me, he's serious. So he talked seriously, "Sir, I am reading Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, I am illiterate." Now see, he is illiterate and he is reading Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, that how is that he is reading Bhagavad Gita and you say you are illiterate? He said, "Yes, actually I am illiterate, but my Guru Maharaj asked me that you should read every day 18 chapters. So what can I do?" "I have to carry out the order of my spiritual master. So I have simply taken this book and seeing it." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, you are not seeing it simply, you are crying also." "Yes, sir, I am crying also." "Then if you are not reading, how you are crying?" "Sir, I am not reading, but I am feeling." "What is that?" "Now, as soon as I take this Bhagavad Gita in my hand, immediately I feel Krishna and Arjuna sitting on the same chariot, and Arjuna is ordering Krishna that you drive my chariot between the two soldiers, and Krishna is driving, so I am simply feeling how Krishna is nice, that he can work as a servant of his devotee. When I feel like that, I cry. How Krishna is so kind." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced him, that you are really studying Bhagavad Gita. So, unless we develop our love for Krishna, there is no meaning of reading. And if we can develop our love for Krishna, just like this Brahmin, even without reading any book, that is want. That is want. "May asaktamana," therefore Krishna also confirms, "May asaktamana." Simply by increasing attachment for me, "Maya saktamana pratham jogam jinyan madasraya." Madasraya. Madasraya means under the direction of me or my representative. Mat. So one who performs this yoga system, how to increase love for Krishna? That's all. Then you understand it. The Vedas, they confirm it, Jasmin vigyate sarvamimam vigyatam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then everything will be understood. Because Krishna is everything, God is everything. To understand Krishna, simply this attachment, maya saptamana. Asakti means attachment. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is, we are teaching people, our students especially, how to increase attachment for Krishna. Why this temple? That feeling that we are sitting in Krishna's presence, Krishna is so nicely dressed, I am dressing. Otherwise, from an atheistic point of view, see, why these people are bothering like this? They have taken a brass idol and wasting time after it. They can say like that, because they have no love for Krishna. But one who has love for Krishna, he sees Krishna, he is so kind, he is accepting my dressing, I am flowering, I am garlanding. There is a feeling. So, the whole process is to increase our feeling of love for Krishna. That is it. Not anything. There's a gopis. They are not Vedantis. They are not scholars. They are village girls and also low class. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, the third class. The fourth class is the Shudra. They are neither Brahmin nor Kshatriya. Vaishya. Kishi go rakshavani jam Vaishya karma sabhavajam. Vaishyas. They have to take three kinds of profession. Agriculture, trade, and cow protection. And the Kshatriyas were meant for giving protection to the human being. The Vaishyas are understood to give protection to the cows. Go raksha. Go means cow. Raksha means protection. That is their business. So these Vrindavan people, they were, Nanda Maharaj, he had 900,000 of cows, and he was a big man amongst the agriculturists. So they were ordinary men, agriculturists, taking care of the cows. They are not Vedantists, not philosophers, not scientists, ordinary. But what is their credit? The credit is nobody could love Krishna excelling them. That was their credit. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, Ramya kachid upasana brajavadhu varga bijakul. There is no comparison of the method of worship which was adopted by the damsels of Braja. Unalloyed love for Krishna. No bargaining. By loving Krishna, I shall become a big man, I shall become a great philosopher, a great scientist, I shall improve my material condition. These are undavilasita. And bhakti begins when one is devoid of all these material considerations. Annavilasita sunnam. Sunnam means when one makes zero all this material desires. Jnana karmadana abhritam. Even uncovered by the resultant action of philosophical speculation and fruitive activities. Everyone is working to get some result. That is called fruitive activities. So, pure devotee has no such desires. He has no other desire. Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam. Their only business is how to please Krishna. That can be done by everyone, if he wants. Somebody, take for example, if you want to please me, it does not require high education or a great amount of riches or knowledge and beauty, nothing. It is your business how to love me, how to please me, that you will know. So if we want to love Krishna, Krishna will let us know. Krishna is within you. Simply we have to decide that we shall love Krishna only. That is what. Then everything is there. Aradhita jadi haris tapasa tata kim. Naradhita jadi haris tapasa tata kim. The kim word is use. What is the use of? That is kim. So, the Shastra says that if you have learned how to love Krishna, then what is the use of these books? There is no use. You can avoid anything, all this reading. But if you have actually developed a love for Krishna, and after reading all these books, philosophy, science, if you cannot love Krishna, then what is the use of it? Both ways. Useless. If you do not develop your love for God or Krishna, then what is the use of your philosophizing and scientific knowledge? This is all useless. And if you actually have learned how to love Krishna or God, then there is no need of philosophy or science or books. So therefore the main point is how to develop. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends this. Prema pumartha maha. Our greatest success of life is how to love God, Krishna. That is it. Now we can do it. But there is prescribed method given by great acharyas, just like in this temple we are doing, the timely giving. The atheist will say, these people are so foolish that they are taking so much labor and for preparing food and offering and wasting time. Best thing would have been to go to some club and enjoy wine and playing cards. They will waste time in that way. But when we are not wasting, with this you are wasting time, they will criticize. You see? They are prepared to waste time. And then brothel. But if people are sitting nicely in a temple and talking of Krishna, serving Krishna, they will love. That is our belief. So we have to become callous to all this criticism. We have to go on with our business. Krishna consciousness. That's all. Thank you.